readings today, both of the readings foreshadow future event. Actually, they foreshadow different parts of the same event, the passion of Jesus. Jesus's death and resurrection are foreshadowed in these readings. These readings also provide a guide for us as we prepare for Easter, a guide that calls us to have the patience to listen to Jesus, and then we will see the glory of God. In the first reading, we hear about Abraham taking Isaac up the mountain to sacrifice. But I want to say that I don't believe God ever intended that Abraham actually sacrifice his son. The Jewish people always looked at this passage as condemning child sacrifice or human sacrifice. And if you look at it closely, even before this passage, God had already promised Abraham that he would be the father of a great nation, and that nation would be formed through Isaac. So how? Without Isaac, there would be no great nation. So God's intent was not that Isaac should ever die. Pope Benedict has talked about this reading and how it foreshadowed Jesus' death. And if we look at the unabridged, this is kind of pared down so it didn't take too long tonight, passage in the Bible, there's a lot of similarities. One, they talk about that Isaac carried the wood, the sacrifice, on his back going up mountain. Jesus carried the wood of the cross on his back as he went to be crucified. If we look at the place, Abraham, God didn't just lead Abraham to, you know, the first high point he saw. They walked for 3 days to get to where the sacrifice was supposed to happen. Pope Benedict pointed out that the ancient Jewish belief is that that place was the mountain that Jerusalem was built on. That was the place of sacrifice. That was the place Jesus went to be sacrificed. The traditional Jewish belief is that this event happened in the equinox. In ancient times, kind of the March 25th, you met December 25th, March 25th. It's a belief that this is when this event occurred, which is also the same date that they believe the world was created on. The belief tradition is that March 25th is the date of the crucifixion. And through the crucifixion, Jesus recreated the world. Abraham showed his great love for God in agreeing to this. God shows his great love for us in allowing Jesus to be sacrificed for us for our salvation. It truly showed a connection between those two events. And the transfiguration is really about Jesus' resurrection, but it's very tied to the passion narrative. It takes place when Jesus is on that last journey to Jerusalem. That's the context. And 7 days prior to going up the mountain, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter says, "You're the Messiah." And Jesus explains what that means, that he will suffer, die, and rise again on the third day. And what does Peter do? Always impetuous. He grabs Jesus, takes him aside, and said, no, you're wrong. And what does Jesus say? That famous line, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking as man does and not God." Now, 7 days later, and it's not a coincidence, they go up the mountain. And Jesus takes Peter, James, and John. And on that mountaintop, he is transfigured, dazzlingly white. And with him, he's conversing with Moses, who represents the Torah, the law of the Bible, the first 5 books. And Elijah, who represents all the prophets, the rest of the Old Testament. And what does Peter do again? He says, let's just make tents here. Let's just stay here. Sounds a lot better than going to Jerusalem to me. You're already glorified. We're fine. But then a voice comes down from heaven who says, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." And Peter hears that message. He saw Jesus glorified. They still don't quite get what rising from the dead means. It's definitely tied to the passion. That is part of why it's so connected. It's a message to all of us to listen to Jesus through the Old Testament and the New. But to listen with patience. What Peter didn't have, we are called to listen with patience to God through Old and New Testament and to have that experience, the glory of God. In our lives, we are called to have this experience of Jesus' death. Like Abraham, we are called to sacrifice, not just during Lent, but in our entire life. It's about having that sacrificial, to have that relationship with God. If you're married, you have kids, you have friends, you know that part of any relationship has to be sacrifice. Otherwise, that relationship is going to struggle. Both people need to sacrifice. God sacrificed. We need to look at ways we can sacrifice. And to do that, we need to listen to God as Abraham did. God will never call us to do any harm. We are called to listen, to have patience in that listening, to make corrections in our listening, but to have that great relationship with God and do the sacrifice required. We are also called to have that resurrection experience with God. And we have that through that listening, through the Old Testament, the law, and the prophets. We have that from following God's voice command saying, listen to Jesus. In patience, we have to listen. We have to listen for how God is calling us. We can't go to the Bible with our own desire that we're going to find what we want to hear. We have to approach the Bible listening to what God wants to tell us. We need that patience and that listening. This weekend, we hear of the Abraham and the death connection to Jesus. We hear transfiguration, seeing the glory of God in the resurrection. In our own lives, we are called to sacrifice, and we are called to turn to Holy Scripture to find the glory of God in our lives. And in finding that glory, we will see how we are to be glorified. Are you ready to be transformed?